Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Have I been traded yet?
So far, no.
I mean, I what are my options, right? Like, if I were being traded as part of one of these deals, like, I don't, you know, would I go to Houston?
Yeah.
I've never been to Houston. I guess I have no opinion on Houston. There's a Dodgers trade in here, right? Brock Stewart? Was he?
Yeah, this is actually the one big leaguer the Twins have gotten in return. Brock Stewart sent to the Dodgers for outfielder James Outman.
Okay.
Who's a very light hitting but defensively skilled outfielder. So
yeah,
think somewhat similar to Harrison Bader with a little less of a bat.
They could trade me to Vegas. I would go.
You'd have to stop in Sacramento.
Yeah.
For like the next 3 years. So
yeah, you're closer to like wine country there.
Okay.
There's some upside for me. It is, it's trade day, it's garage sale day for the Minnesota Twins. Do you, you know, it's always hard to tell what the initial emotional reaction is. Because as a Twins fan, and Dan, you're a huge fan, I am a huge fan. It's tough when you see your team, like we saw the players throw in the towel, I think when we listen to yesterday's game, and then today you see the team throwing in the towel. This is the team saying this team as structured isn't going to be it.
This is the club looking at the last 2 years and going, this roster wasn't as competitive as we thought it was going to be, and it's time to make some significant changes. And that's why you see a Carlos Correa leaving, a Johan Duran leaving, and obviously there's still another hour to go here, and who knows what's going to happen.
It is, you know, the reaction you get right away from season ticket holders is, I'm out. I'm going to cancel. I'm not going to sign next year. Normally, I would say this is probably bluster from fans, where it's like, if you love the Twins and you have your tickets and you know, it's still your team, you're still going to go. But because the fan base feels so battered, I would not want to be answering the phone over there at Target Center on the old season ticket hotline today.
Target Field, yes. I would not want to be that person. That's going to be, especially in the ticket office, that's not going to be good. Maybe just let that go to voicemail today. You know, it's a day off. There's no games, you know.
One of our texters here at 651-461-9226 saying, as a season ticket holder, each trade announcement is making me increasingly mad. I bought season tickets in exchange for some team player value. And when you get rid of everybody, the team is a shell of its original self. All the players going off roster far exceed the value returned. So I think, like,
that's impossible to say with any definitive knowledge at this point. Certainly,
is it really about what you're getting back, or is it? I mean, my understanding is most of what is happening is shedding salary.
Well, certainly the Correa trade is shedding salary. Trading Paddock and Dobnik was shedding salary. The rest of the guys that you've traded, you weren't really paying all that much. So, yes, I mean, you don't have to pay their salaries anymore. And again, we don't know how much of Correa's salary the Twins are still going to have to pick up.
Right.
That hasn't been announced yet. So, yeah, I mean, that's a certain element to it. But I think moreover than that, along with that, I should say, I guess is probably a better way to say it, this is a reset of this roster. This is, again, looking at this roster that has not been competitive for 2 years now and saying some serious changes have to be made. And a lot of these guys that they're getting, by the way, I just am looking up the player that they got in exchange for Coulomb, sending Coulomb to Texas. So a lot of guys, you'll see this term, the Complex League, either Arizona Complex League or Florida Complex League. That's the level below single A, low single A. So these are very, very young players, a lot of them that they're getting, that you're not going to see in the big leagues if they make it to the big leagues for at least 2 to 3 years. So you're certainly not bringing in a bunch of guys in return for the guys that you're sending out that are going to help you immediately.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean that with the salary that you've saved, you can't turn around on the free agent market and bring in some valuable players as well. So it isn't like this thing's going in the ditch for 2 or 3 years necessarily. It could.
It could.
It certainly could. But that's not a guarantee at this point. The frustration that fans are feeling is real, and I don't want to diminish that. And this isn't a complete and total overhaul of the whole thing.
What's interesting about the emotions of this, and I welcome your let it rip at 651-461-9226. I feel gutted, and also, over the last week, it was pretty obvious that this team wasn't going anywhere. So I don't feel worse about the team's prospects today than I did yesterday. Is it dumb for me to feel like at least they're doing something? 651-461-9226. Jason, trade Buxton. He's never played a full season anyway. Trade Buxton for a name brand pitcher. It is interesting to think about if you have decided to sell. Is it doing you a lot of good as a team perspective to keep Byron? As a marketing perspective, if you sell Buxton, then you're really like, who are we coming to watch today?
So there's a lot going on with that comment because, and I understand the frustration, but if you're complaining about Buxton because he doesn't stay as healthy as you might like, and by the way, nobody plays 162 anymore. So to criticize him for not playing a full season.
He has been hurt
a significant amount of time in his career. But to think that then he's going to have all this value to get you a big-time pitcher when you're criticizing his value of because he can't stay healthy, that equation doesn't quite work out. Other GMs aren't going to go along with that. Plus, he also has a full no-trade clause. And if he doesn't want to leave, then you're not sending him anywhere.
But if you're him today, if you you got to get people when they're in a weak moment. If you're Byron Buxton today, you're like, get me out of here. Trade me to a contender.
Possibly.
Yeah.
But two things speak most loudly to players, I think.
Money.
First and foremost is money.
Money.
Right? And the money isn't going to change if you trade him anywhere. He's making what he's making. That's it. The second thing, comfort and family. If you feel like you've got your family established in a spot, you don't want to be moving them around to who knows where, then I wouldn't blame him a bit for saying, no, I don't really want to go.
Where do you think that ranks, though? Do you think, so I think money is one.
Money is one. Family and comfort is two.
You don't think chance to win a World Series?
I think that's probably three.
Interesting.
But I think family and comfort come ahead of that for most players. That nothing's universal, obviously.
Yeah. I think if I were a player, I don't care about my family.
Hey, Brad, 416. 416 is the time on that.
I don't really care. All right, we're going to break. Keep your texts coming. Use us as your vent line. You can stream us on YouTube. I've got a graphic up tracking the number of players that have been traded away so far. We got about another 45 minutes, but I have other things I want to talk about today. And when we come back, I want to talk about construction because we have had MnDOT on. And they've said, it's not that much worse than it is. We've had city planners. Everyone's telling us that this construction season isn't that bad. One writer yesterday wrote a story that said they're all gaslighting us. They are lying straight to our face. I agree. We'll talk about it next.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Why can't they just tell us the truth? It's a simple question. Why can't the government just tell us what we all know is obvious? If you've driven anywhere around the Twin Cities, you see construction cones. In the metro, there is more construction than a normal year. There is. And we've had MnDOT on the show. We've had construction planners. And they're like, well, you know, it's about the same, Jason. You're just reacting to what's in front of you. It's recency bias. And at first I accepted it. It's like, well, you know, like we only know the construction projects that are right in front of us. So maybe, in fact, maybe it's not that bad. Over the last couple days, there have been two stories that have come out that have said, no, they're lying to us. Adam Platt in Twin Cities Business wrote a story that says it's supposed to be a normal construction season, but is what we see with our eyes on the streets of Minneapolis not real? And it is real. What is a mystery to me is why everyone is so insistent in saying it's just normal. This drives me crazy. And this is a classic sort of government issue, but we see it in business too, where people want to parse words, be like, well, you know, from a state perspective, the number of MnDOT projects throughout the state is fairly standard. Then a county comes up, they're like, well, from a county standpoint, like, we're just doing regular maintenance. I don't know what you're talking about. We got city, county, state, metro transit, public utility, gas, sewer, water, electric. All of this is going on. When you look at summer road construction projects in Minneapolis, it's especially bad in the city of Minneapolis because there's just a lot, you know, I mean, you got a lot going on. And I'm going to put up on the YouTube stream a graphic if you're watching us at WCCO radio on the YouTube channel, and it shows like find where there's not a project. It's everywhere. Now, I'm not an idiot. I like construction projects to happen. It means that roads are being fixed, maintenance is happening, things are getting better. We know that there's been an infusion of federal money. And there's been a willingness and an eagerness and an urgency for governmental agencies to spend it because you don't know what's going to happen with the Trump administration. So why is it that you got to get like, get the background quote from some unnamed expert, you know, who's going to say, like, yeah, there's more money in the mix. A highly placed Minneapolis official tells Adam Platt at Twin Cities Business there's simply too much money around for it to be a normal construction season. Just tell us the truth. Just tell us, yes, there is more construction activity in the metro than there normally is. You're not crazy. We're spending money that the federal... What's the downside? This is what I don't understand about this. Why not just tell us, yeah, it's pretty bad. We're doing our best to minimize it. We're trying to plan it as much as possible and not have major closures in the same area doubled up. We're trying to keep things moving. But the reality is we have this much money, this many projects. We're doing our best. And so here it is. This is what frustrates me to no end about this sort of PR-driven, safe BS kind of communication that we often get from our government, where all you have to do is just tell us what's happening. Like, yeah. What's the... I don't understand the downside. Gaslighting is a word you hear a lot. It's kind of a manipulation where, like, say Dan and I are having a conversation and Dan's like, Jason, you keep interrupting me.
Jason, you keep interrupting me.
I don't know
me.
What you're talking about. And I try to make you think you're crazy.
Why would you say that I'm
Dan,
crazy?
I'm just saying
you interrupt me a lot.
I don't know what you're talking about. And I think you need to look within yourself and ask yourself, why are you so boring that I need to interject?
I can't believe you would call me boring when I'm only trying to...
Once again, I'm not really not that interested. Gaslighting. Brought to you by Drive Time with DeRush. That is what is...
And scene.
I hope everybody's been enjoying, really. We've had a lot of community theater for people today. We had the Minnesota Twins fire sale commercial.
Yes.
Dan and I doing our Rosencrantz and Guildenstern impression.
Is that what we were doing?
I don't know. That's exactly what that is.
Who's on first? Hey, that's a different thing.
Just tell us the deal. That's all I'm asking for. I also think the Republicans who are trying to make road construction into a political hot potato, and they're like, you should run on this. Like, well, do regular people think that Tim Walz planned out construction projects? Like, give me a break. At a certain point, we're like, does everything have to be political? I guess yes. But then when the people who are in power are like, no, I don't know what you guys are talking about. The construction's fine. Detour. Here's Jerry. The roads are closed once again this weekend. Well, time for a weekend. I don't know. No, I'm not going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I was about to say, well, maybe it isn't that bad. It is that bad. Stop lying to us. You're making me question my own sanity. I don't know what's going to be closed this weekend. I have started. This is how much I've given up with the construction. I now am punching into GPS directions from home to work. I have been driving to this same location every weekday for 23 years. I do not need Google to tell me how to get downtown. But because of road construction, I'm like, well, dang it. I guess I got to turn it over to the algorithm and see what's going to be closed down and what isn't.
It's the worst thing you can ever hear from Google Maps, which is, this route avoids major construction. This is still the fastest route.
Still the fastest route. Ugh, ridiculous. Let's break. Lots of trade talk. So lots of that going on. We welcome your feedback. It's still rolling. Oh, do we have a new one?
We have a new one.
Oh, we should have had a sound effect.
We really should have. If I had been a good producer, I would have had that ready to go.
Oh, I didn't think
of it. Willie Castro has been traded to the Chicago Cubs for a prospect package to be defined. So,
okay.
You can add him to your graphic. Willie Castro.
All right, so we'll take a break. I'll go back into Canva, update the graphic that you can see. If you're watching the live stream, we love when you join the community on YouTube Live, at the WCCO Radio Facebook page, and on my X account, DeRusha J. So that's where you can find the video stream. You can subscribe to the podcast where you can listen to any segment you missed, wherever you get podcasts. So make sure you do that as well. It's 4:30. It's Twins trade day. The big news is that Carlos Correa traded back to Houston. But Willie Castro, the latest one with 30 minutes to go in the trade deadline. You hear it all as it breaks right here on Drive Time with DeRusha.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
All right, Jerisha Eats, brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board. We encourage you to subscribe to the podcast, the Jerisha Eats podcast, which you can find on the Odyssey app. You can find it on Spotify. And it's also available on Apple Podcasts. The Eats podcast features a great interview with Brett Anderson, who is a New York Times food writer, who wrote about sort of the growth and the invention of Hmong food as a fine dining experience. And that is centered right here in Minneapolis. And I also would love if you guys would listen to episode 10 of this season, which has the owners of Kwong Restaurant right on Eat Street in Minneapolis. Their story is amazing, of the family escaping Vietnam, coming here as refugees from St. Cloud to probably the most famous Vietnamese restaurant in Minneapolis. And now it's the third generation that's helping to run that deal. Pretty cool stuff. So we would love if you would subscribe and check out some of your favorites from the podcast. So today is National Avocado Day. National Avocado Day. And this morning, Dan and I were talking about National Avocado Day.
Yeah.
And what Dan said shook me.
But it shouldn't have. You've known me long enough now that this can't really be that shocking to you, can it?
I'm not. I mean, I don't know why you have to question this very dramatic setup I did.
Because I'm trying to lessen the impact on
my... Fine, Dan, it didn't shake me. I was not surprised because you don't like anything
there
that isn't pizza and a burger and maybe chicken nugs.
Yeah, that's about it.
You have the culinary taste of like an 8-year-old boy.
Absolutely, and I own that.
I have never in my years of knowing you seen you eat a vegetable.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Now, is an avocado a fruit or a vegetable?
You would have a much better idea of that than I would.
I would say it's a plant. It is. I think it's a fruit. Because it's got a seed.
They have seeds? Okay. Then it's
isn't that the factor? I think so.
I mean, I don't eat really much in the way of fruit or vegetables, so again.
Yeah, it doesn't really
matter. Doesn't really matter to me.
So National Avocado Day, Chipotle is offering you the chance to win free Chipotle guacamole for a year. And to Dan, you were telling me you would rather be waterboarded.
Yes.
Than eating guacamole.
Yeah. No, I find guacamole just utterly disgusting.
What's your issue?
Mostly when it comes to stuff like guacamole, it's a texture issue.
Okay.
I don't like mushy stuff that tastes funky.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming guacamole fans have a much different way of describing it. I think they can see how I'm getting to what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a dip.
Yeah.
Right? Like it is mushy.
Yeah.
Here's my guacamole issue. Or not, I have no guacamole issue. You're out of your mind. Who out there is, nobody's against guacamole.
I am.
651-461-9226. Are you with Dan Cook? Are you anti-guac?
Yeah, I'm anti-guac.
Because I just want, I want you guys to have a voice, you know?
You want them to pile on is what you want.
It's time for you to be seen, avocado haters. So do you also hate avocado or you hate...
Yeah, I don't.
So guacamole is also hated.
Correct.
You've never had like a slice of avocado?
I wouldn't have phrased it like this texture, but I'm 100% with them.
Dan is 100% right. Guacamole looks like baby poop. Yuck. I mean, in fairness, it does sort of look like baby poop.
Again, I wouldn't phrase it that way, but...
I've changed some diapers in my day.
I can't say they're wrong.
Yeah, I can't argue with it. I can't. I like guacamole. I like making it. I'm pretty good at making guacamole. My sister-in-law, Kim, likes making guacamole. That's sort of her go-to thing to bring. Like, we're having a family gathering Saturday night, and if I had to wager what she would bring, there's a good chance it's going to be guac.
Sure. That's your friend Wayne Kostrowski.
Oh, yeah.
Makes guac. I mean, that was his thing for the longest time.
Yes, at Tejas.
And he'd show up on the sports show or anywhere else.
And he'd bring that.
Here, I'll make some guacamole right here.
Tejas, by the way, is... The Tejas Express at the State Fair is one of the foodie hidden gems because it's so good and people sort of sleep on it.
I'm trying to figure out if I'm tearing up because of the smoke or because the swell of support that we are seeing on the text line.
I finally agree with Dan. I'm anti-avocado and guacamole. Another texter from, that's a 320, a 763, 100% against guacamole. Another texter from the 612. I call it yuccamole. Do you really call it yuccamole?
I mean.
Joe in Maple Grove coming through pro guacamole. Another texter. I like to side with Dan whenever possible, but it's a no for me, dog. You're just wrong. Guacamole. It's delicious.
Sure.
Have you ever had it?
Yes.
When's the last time you had guacamole?
Oh, years and years and years ago. But see, my problem when it comes to food, once I get it in my head that I probably might not like something,
yeah,
forget it. We're done.
Another texter, I'm a visual eater, and guacamole does not look appealing.
Yep.
So...
That's a big part of it.
So that's it. It's over for me. I mean, I guess I just didn't realize there was so much guacamole hate.
I think you're seeing everybody in our listening audience that does hate guacamole is texting right now.
Literally 100%.
Yeah.
I'm with Dan. It looks like green mush and mold.
There you go.
Maybe Dan should spread it thin on toast.
No.
Another texter, I love me some avocado toast in the morning with a hard-boiled egg. Now, remember when avocado toast was like the official punchline for making fun of millennials, right? Like, when you're like, oh, man, avocado, classic millennial, you're probably sitting there with your latte and your avocado toast. I love avocado toast.
This picture that you've just put up on
that
the YouTube.
That is not the most appealing avocado toast.
I want to vomit, but it looks like somebody already has.
If you take avocado... Now, some people call it avocado toast, but it's really guacamole toast. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But if you take thinly sliced avocado, or maybe just avocado with a little salt,
no,
kind of give it a little swoosh, put a little
you have to
fried
swoosh
egg.
Your food. I'm sorry. I'm out.
Love guacamole, says a texter. Pro guac, says another, or pro baby poop, whatever you got to call it. Wasn't there a famous song from Finian's Rainbow called How Are Things in Guacamole? I don't know.
That's a deep cut. I remember being a kid and them doing a Finian's Rainbow production at the church we were going to. So.
Oh, very close. Very close.
There was also a blackface in that play, as I remember, so that's a bit problematic.
If you'd like to hear a little of that song, I think. We're going to play the whole song and wait till we get to the actual line. I don't know where it is in that song. It's called How Are Things in Glockamora. Very close.
Sure.
Very close. The texture, I love the interaction. Dan is making me laugh, but he is wrong. Guacamole is delicious.
I'm not telling anybody else, you know, to not like it.
Well,
I'm just saying,
I feel
I'm
like
out.
I feel like you are nope. like you would appreciate.
I fully own you. You accused me earlier, and appropriately so, of having the palate, the culinary palate of an 8-year old. I own that, but I recognize that's me and that I'm strange in that regard, and I don't expect anybody else to adhere to that. All I ask is that they give me that same show of respect and quit trying to push their avocado nonsense on me.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. Like the avocado cabal, big avo.
You want to bring us food out at the fair, which is a month from today, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
1 month from today, we'll be standing on the porch out at Dan Patch and whatever it is. You want to bring some cheese curds over? You want to bring a panel pup? I'm good. Great.
You're good.
Don't bring me any avocado. Don't do it.
Guacamole is awesome, especially with lots of lime juice and cilantro. So I'm heavy on the lime, heavy on cilantro. I use red onion. Not everybody uses red onion. I do. And salt. I love salt. But texture says I can see where some don't like it, the texture and the color. Now, another texture brings up the accurate comparison because it is in the hummus
yeah.
family
yeah.
of dips, where it's got a little bit of earth to it.
Three guesses about my opinion on hummus, and the first two don't count.
Eat it out of the avocado with a spoon.
No, thank you.
Yeah, you just pull. And if you really want to get delicious, you get a little of that everything but the bagel seasoning from Trader Joe's, and you sprinkle that in there. Oh, baby.
The only thing I'm doing with a spoon when it comes to an avocado is using it to fling the avocado towards the nearest trash receptacle and calling Kobe if I make it.
Well, happy National Avocado Day.
Yes, however you celebrate.
From everybody here at the station. Anybody get traded yet? 11 minutes left in the trade deadline. The Twins have traded 7 away, including Carlos Correa, Willie Castro, Harrison Bader, and Brock Stewart. Those and Danny Coulomb. Those are the 5 from today so far. We'll update you after a break. Drive Time with DeRussia on a busy Twins trade day here on CCO. This is what I'm going to miss. I'm going to miss Carlos Correa. When we first got Carlos, it was kind of that moment that made you feel like we're making a run. And Carlos was part of one of the greatest Twins moments of recent history, right? Where he was a part of finally breaking the playoff curse. But that Yoan Duran entrance is the coolest. It's just the coolest. It's so great. And I will miss that. Mixed feelings today on a busy day for the Twins and trade after trade. You hate to see your team be in the selling mode. And so far, we got a couple minutes left in the trade deadline. And we got Correa, Castro, Bader, Stewart, Coulomb, Duran, and Chris Paddock all traded in the last couple days, most today. There could be more that develop. There were rumors that Joe Ryan, there was a late move for him. So we'll keep watching it over the last half hour. Now we're just going to Target Field to have fun. The beer's still cold. You know, I mean, that's still good. Latest news coming up.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases, while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.